Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you've joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ. Today's devotional was written by Emmett Rawls and read by Don King. Luke chapter 2, verse 49 says, "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" In my red letter edition of my NIV Bible, these are the first recorded words of Jesus. It is also the first mention of Jesus' awareness that he was God's Son. We might imagine what Jesus, as a 12-year-old, was doing on the journey to and from Jerusalem, perhaps hanging out with friends, playing simple games, or possibly getting into mischief. Nowadays, with helicopter moms, phone tracking devices, and such, parents want to know where their kids are even at age 12, or maybe more so at age 12. With perhaps a few hundred travelers making their way to and from Jerusalem for Passover, it could be hard to keep track of a 12-year-old. Once Mary and Joseph became aware that he was not with them, they began to frantically search for him. They finally found him with teachers after days of searching. I recall hearing of my mother becoming hysterical when I wandered away from home, and her rejoicing when a farm hired man brought me back to her in his horse and cart. Even though Jesus was becoming aware of his real father, he did not reject his earthly parents. He went back to Nazareth with them and lived under their authority for another 18 years. Verse 52 says, "He grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." We, like Jesus, need to continue to grow in wisdom through study, prayer, taking advantage of resources and opportunities available to us. Let us pray. Lord, help us continue to grow in wisdom and in favor with you, following the example of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG.